Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, April the 10th, 2026, 15 minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio here, WGH Talk Radio. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the website listing of the flock cameras was a promise made outside of the ordinance by the chief. But the annual report of having to come to council at the end of the grant is in there. So there you go. And we have a copy of that. So there's your ordinance.
Well, I think it would still be beneficial to have it listed. I mean, you know, you can't have people saying, well, what has it done? I mean, you know, it's all right there.
People can go back and listen to the copy of that meeting if it still exists. I'm sure it exists somewhere, the audio.
How long are you required to keep those things?
Well, I think for a period of time. Go back and look at the minutes, I guess, or just read the ordinance.
I just read the ordinance.
It's interesting what becomes a big issue. Like, flock cameras have become a big issue right now. And even though we've had them for years, 5-6 years, something like that now. And it's interesting that... what else has become a big issue recently? There are certain things that get people all riled up. But there are other things that people just kind of let blow on by. Like the finances of the city, that's a big issue. But people aren't really incredibly interested in that, to be honest with you. I don't think it's there. People talk about it. But it's not anything of great depth.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess what are they going to do about it, I suppose? I mean...
But I guess flock cameras are just seen as a more flashy issue. Now, you had something to say about the water, though.
So I had watched a documentary a while back. The EPA never said that the water in Flint, Michigan was safe to drink. As a matter of fact, the EPA sent a warning to the state saying that the water, you know, warnings to the state, and the state just ignored the warnings.
So there you go. The EPA did not lie to Flint, Michigan, but people would have you believe that they did. And again, here's the problem. This is why facts matter, and you cannot jump the gun with assumptions. And when we do that, we get trouble. You know, it's always interesting after some catastrophe happens, like Flint, Michigan, everybody looks back and goes, well, how in the world did that happen? How in the world did we let that happen? There usually are warning signs. And it's not just taste of the water.
The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality did say it was safe to drink, I guess.
You know, by the way, hey, I heard there was some kerfluffle in the commissioner race coming up here. We're less than a month away. We're getting there. Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th. But I heard, and I honestly wish I knew more about this, and maybe you'll pull it up here if we can find it. But apparently, are you reading something else right now?
There were a lot of people. I mean, there were a lot of people who visited Flint, Michigan. I mean, the mayor of Flint, Michigan, he drank water to prove it was safe, but I guess he was relying on the Michigan equality or the Michigan environmental quality thing. Barack Obama visited Flint and drank some water, saying that if you use a filter, then the water is drinkable.
Well, there you go. Obama came to Michigan. Go ahead, caller.
Matt, you watched a documentary once a long time ago. My son did a report on it a couple months ago. You might want to go back and watch that documentary again.
I can go back and watch the documentary.
Okay, so what? Apparently there's some difference?
I guess apparently...
Don't we know if there's an EPA report or not for Flint, Michigan? And when it was put out?
I mean... Documents in congressional hearings showed that early in the crisis, 2014-2015, EPA warnings were ignored by state officials, and the EPA did not forcefully intervene early enough.
Okay, so the EPA didn't intervene, but they also did not say the water was okay.
EPA warnings were ignored, yes,
by state officials. Well, there you go. What can you do? You know, that's the thing. When people are reporting on the water situation here, do people say the EPA in their report has said the water's okay? They leave that out.
What was the question?
When people report on the water in Marion, Ohio, do people put in there those reports that the EPA has said that the water's okay?
I don't know. I mean, most of those things are on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook.
Exactly.
I would hope so.
Well, you would hope so, but probably not. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But there was some kind of kerfluffle in the commissioner's race. Apparently, they had a forum or something. I don't know if it was well attended. Hopefully, it was. Information's good. But apparently, well, I think the sheriff made some kind of social media post, Sheriff Bales, that he was disturbed about something Jason Schauber had said. Let me try to find it, because I remember seeing this pop up the other night, but I've been kind of busy the last couple days, so I haven't had a chance to look at this. Let's see here. Okay, that's not it. But let me see if I can find the thing that the sheriff posted, because I thought this was kind of interesting, that this little kerfluffle would come up. Okay, where is it? Well, has it been removed? Did somebody take it down? Well, maybe it was. I don't know. It was up here the other day, I thought. It had something to do. There it is. I listened to about 10 minutes of the commissioner's candidate debate last night, and I have to say that one comment I heard disturbed me greatly. Can't even tell you what the question asked was, but Mr. Schauber was replying to it and was talking about when the city was having financial troubles back before the layoffs around 2009. He said that the police officers stood fast beside their contract and did nothing to help the city out as opposed to what the fire department did. Even characterized us as eating our young when it came to the contract and what we did. As a member of the Marion Police Department back then, I am highly offended by that characterization given by him and must comment that the man must have a short memory. Members of the department back then took voluntary furlough days of hours that we did not get paid for in order to save jobs. That included Police Chief Tom Bell, who I texted with today, who was also very offended by what Schauber said. To say something like that about the men and women in law enforcement who protected the city is unconscionable. And that's from the sheriff. Did he take it down?
What was the question?
Oh, no, it's still there. It's still on his page, on his personal social media.
What was the question? Do we know what the question was?
I don't know. It had something to do with the city's finances, I guess. I have no idea what the question was. Jason, if you're out there listening, fill us in on what happened here. 740-383-9944. Or did anybody attend this thing the other night that can tell us what happened there? Apparently it got the sheriff in an angry mode.
2009 was long ago.
Well, apparently he's still angry about it.
I would have been
the comment.
I would have been like 5 or 6 years old.
Well, I understand that, but 2009 in the grand scheme of things is not all that long.
Well, I mean, for me, I mean that's a minute ago, you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it attacking the police officers? I guess that's the characterization there.
I mean, if they stood by their contracts I don't know anything about the situation. I mean, if Bales is not lying and or not misremembering, maybe, I don't know. I mean, if they did take furlough and all that kinds of stuff to, you know, not have layoffs, then I mean, maybe, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends. I don't know about the situation.
I don't know. I think that's interesting. that somebody with the sheriff's position would make that comment, I guess, is interesting. He's allowed to.
It was not necessarily targeted at, I guess, but I mean, it didn't make the police department look great.
Well, no, but does anybody even remember that Sheriff Bales was on the police department in 2009? As you said, that's a long time ago.
I mean, he's the sheriff. I mean, I would have, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, perhaps.
I don't know. I just saw that comment pop up and I thought, well, that's interesting. Apparently, he was not happy with whatever was going on at that commissioner's forum.
Well, apparently not, but I didn't know there was a commissioner's debate happening.
Well, I think there were some publicity issues with that thing. I don't know. Maybe it turned out well. I have no idea.
Where was it?
I believe it's some church.
Huh.
So hopefully a lot of people came. Well, I mean, that helps.
I would have went if I knew what was happening.
Well, I guess the word did not get out. But, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So the question remains, should people in that kind of position make comments like that? The sheriff, about an active race coming up in less than a month. Commissioner race.
I mean, I guess, I mean, if he feels like Jason Schaubra is misrepresenting it, then I think he's... and is in within his rights to do so. I mean,
but people will say that this is an attack on Schauber because he's the outside Republican. He's not in the club.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know that it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think that if he feels like Jason Schauber misrepresented it, then I suppose he's allowed to do it. I mean, but I don't know. 2009, I don't remember anything from 2009, so I couldn't tell you. I have no clue.
Go ahead, Colin.
All right, if you're gonna read Bale's statement, you got to read Schauber's statement as well.
Oh, Schauber also. Oh, Schauber made a statement.
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
Schauber said this morning. This morning's Marion County Commissioner's meeting was uneventful. However, I fully expected Sheriff Matt Bales to approach me afterward and ask what question was posed to me at the Tuesday night's candidate forum. After all, he posted, screenshot attached, on Facebook about how offended he was, even though he admitted he had no idea what I was responding to. He didn't even acknowledge that I was in commission chambers. Maybe he isn't offended anymore. Or maybe his post was an attempt at a character assassination. Either way, his emotional reaction proved the exact point I was making. The question at the forum was basically, when working on the budget, would you be capable of making tough decisions? My answer came from real experience. As an at-large Marion City Councilman during the financial crisis, I voted for the budget that led to the layoff of 16 police officers. It was painful but necessary to keep the city funded. The fire department found creative ways to protect more firefighters. The police department made some concessions and pressed for minimum staffing, but once the budget reached council, the line in the sand was drawn. In the final vote, nothing more could be done. Council's decision forced the police department to live and die by that contract. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. That led to what I called eating their young, a disturbing phrase I acknowledged at the time, but one that reflects how union contracts and seniority rules often work. Sheriff Bales posted yesterday calling my comments unconscionable. He referenced voluntary furloughs and admitted he didn't know the question I was answering. If emotions are still this strong 14 years later, imagine the pressure in council chambers back then. All concessions were exhausted. The budget had to pass that day to fund the city for the full year, and with its passage, 16 officers were laid off. I do not want to approve any budget that immediately lays off 16 uniformed officers. Council only sets the total funding, the administration and the union work out the rest. I believe that budget passed unanimously. It was one of the toughest decisions I ever made on council. Leadership means making the tough call when the deadline is real and options are hard. I made that call then, and voters can expect the same from me as a county commissioner. Focus on long-term health while understanding the human cost. I stand by my record, my vote, and my comments to the question. I'll end with this. Real communication matters, even when it's difficult. Why choose a public Facebook post instead of speaking to me face-to-face to get full context? For a law enforcement leader, that approach is especially troubling.
Well, now, see, here's the point, though. Now, isn't it interesting how things all dovetail? Apparently, this was televised. The sheriff was not there?
It was on YouTube the next day, and guess who put it on YouTube?
I don't know. Who put it on YouTube?
Our friends over at You-Know-Who.
Oh, okay. So they were involved in it?
I guess.
Okay, well, see, that's why I... that would not
that's
have been something...
That's why we weren't there, right?
Well, I mean, it just would not have been something that, you know, I would have considered to be on the level, but that's just me. All that being said, the point is that I'm confused on what the sheriff... So, what did he see? I guess I don't understand.
I guess he saw whatever the comment... I don't know. That's a good question, because it's, to my knowledge, the thing wasn't posted till yesterday. So, someone would have either had to, like, clipped it out and sent it to him, or sent him a message, or something. So, there
so it wasn't even posted when he said he was watching it?
No. No. It posted until yesterday. Unless they live-streamed it. They might have live-streamed it. I don't know.
I don't understand, but I...
But I don't understand any of it.
But I don't think they put it on, did they? I think it was put on by another group, wasn't it?
No, I know the woman that hosted it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But she's every time, if they're having a comment thread, she's right there in the thick of it. So I don't know if she's part of the core team or if she's just one step outside the core team.
Well, all I know is that, again, here's why televising things like that are not great, because apparently there's a lot of room for misinterpretation and a lot of room for character assassination, as says Mr. Schauber.
I don't know why the county sheriff is involved in this one. Most of the other county officials have managed to stay out of this, but obviously, to anyone listening, Schauber is apparent. It's obvious he's the outsider in the group, and that is a reason enough, even if I didn't know or like the guy, to vote for him.
But isn't he, okay, now here's the point again. If you're having a forum, isn't the point to get people to the forum to ask questions, and that's why videotaping this or live streaming it is a bad thing?
I don't think showing it after the fact is a bad thing.
No, after the fact is fine. I'm fine with after the fact. I'm just saying it
because
sounds
my
like...
My understanding is that it wasn't posted till this morning, that or someone sent it immediately to the sheriff to get comments. Someone that didn't like Schauber. And that page is not friendly to Schauber because it's ran by Robert Landon. So, obviously, if...
Oh, you mean they're biased?
Oh, I know.
I can't believe there's any bias going on.
There was net. Now, listen, that faith-based page made a whole meme of you, and they put a clown face on you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? Listen, somebody, I had forgotten about this. Yes, they dressed me as a clown. Somebody sent me a picture of this. Now, here's what I'm glad you brought this up. Now, this is...
Praise Jesus.
Well, here's what happened.
Faith-based, and that is encouraging their fellow man.
No, God bless their heart. But here's...
God bless them.
Well, here's the thing. They clearly must think I have some stroke in this town because they keep using me over and over and over. So I must get clicks. So I'm feeling pretty popular. But...
Hey, if you can make them a penny for every 1,000 clicks, then... So
I'm glad,
right?
I'm glad they're making money off of me. But my understanding of this post, and I didn't look that closely, but they took a picture. I wish they'd pay me some copyright for these pictures that they keep taking. But they
stop making yourself public, Spears.
I know. They took a picture of me and they dressed me as a clown, and basically the point was that. Well, explain to me what the point was.
I don't know it. I didn't read it all.
Okay, well, here was my understanding. God knows I don't want to misrepresent. But the point was, apparently...
That's with you.
Yeah. Apparently, I had made a comment and that somebody had come up to me and said that the financial problems in the city started in the 80s.
Okay, yep. Okay. I know the context now.
Yes.
Someone was telling you that you were wrong.
Well, they really weren't. They just said they were angry about bills going up. And so they said, you know, the financial problems in the city go back to the 80s. And I said, I don't even really think I corrected them. I don't think I said anything to it. I think I just said, oh. And then I came back here the next day and I said, you know, that's the problem with misinformation is that people will believe anything. And I think I said that on the air, and that's what got them all. And I don't even remember that being a long conversation.
And they made a meme about you.
And that got them upset that that they have provided all this information, that it does go back years and years and years, and I keep saying that it doesn't, which again, I don't, because honestly, this is not an issue for me in life at this point. When the financial problems in Marion started, or who started them, I don't think this is a really relevant issue.
They're current. How's that?
The current issue is that we don't have any money, I think, are the real problem.
That's current.
So, you know, that's what it was. So they dressed me as a clown, and that was the idea. But here's the point on this. Is that, listen, on the wall in the studio, I have a picture of Bozo the Clown. And I take pride in this because I interviewed Bozo the Clown, the world's most famous clown, years ago. And here's how he signed this 8x10, which anybody can come see. It hangs in the studio. He says, "To my favorite interview, Scott Spears, !! Your TV pal, Bozo the Clown." So listen, I have been the clown's favorite interviewer for years and years and years. So dressing
got you in full garb that day. That's not really
right.
That's not AI. That's real.
Dressing me as I don't think I'm the clown. I'm the clown's favorite interviewer.
You secretly dress in clown to because Bozo.
But I'm just saying,
what it is.
This does not offend me. That they dress me as a clown.
I didn't figure it would.
No.
They have to try a little harder than that to offend you.
I'm just saying, that was fine. But again, what it goes back to the point of is that they clearly listen to this show a lot. God bless their heart. I honestly, on a stack of Bibles, have never listened to anything they've ever done. I'm not even sure how you get it. So the point is that I don't understand why they think that this show is such a threat. But
they hate you because they ain't you.
Well, but here's the karma of the whole thing. Okay, I saw the clown face yesterday morning. And you know what? Maybe when I'm done here in a few years, I can go under the big top if they're still doing that. But the point is, because, you know, big red nose, why not? So the point is that later in the day, there was a story about an attorney who is disbarred. Did you see this?
Javier Armengau. Yes, I did. Lifetime disbarment.
Lifetime disbarment. And this was posted on, one of the Columbus News channels, channel 4, 6, or 10, something like that.
Yeah, the Dispatch, everybody had it yesterday, but yes.
Okay, so I get a message from somebody who is just a listener, nobody I know personally at all, and they said, look at the comment section. And in the comment section of the Columbus, media, it says, "I think you should go on Scott Spears' show. I know a lot of people listen to him." In the comment section. So, the same morning you're called a clown, the afternoon people are directing this attorney to come on this show because they believe a lot of people listen to it. So, what are you going to do?
Where do the people in Marion go when they need their message heard?
Right. And I think that even Robert Landon himself.
Exactly.
So,
where do the people in Marion go when they need their message heard?
Right. So, the point, and again, look at the guest list this week. I mean, again,
you have been celebrity heavy, sir.
I've been celebrity heavy, but also Joe Brown, Sam Donaldson, Ted Strickland, Jim Renacci, Sherrod Brown. Renacci and Brown could not be more politically opposed to Sherrod Brown and Ted Strickland and Sam Donaldson if you tried. We give both sides here, which apparently we don't, according to some places. So, again, this stuff is all just kind of goofy to me. I don't really understand why it's being done.
You can't make sense out of nonsense. There's that.
No.
And as you said, they wouldn't be talking about you if you weren't relevant.
Right, and I guess the bottom line, before we move past the clownery, is that
Let's just hope they're not praying for us, because God only knows what those prayers look like.
Well, you never know. But the point is, again, I do not dislike Robert Landon. Okay, but he sat in this studio for 2 hours. I had a fine conversation with the man. It was fine.
That point right there, that juxtaposition that you just made, that to his face, to your face, he was just fine with you. He sat, he was polite, he bared his soul for all to see, and then within a month, he's making mean comments and memes and hateful comments about you on his faith-based page.
Right, but
so that right there to me should show the contrast of Robert Landon.
But
when he needs you for something, he'll smile in your face. When he feels like you might be a threat to him, he'll go to his page and claim Jesus and take digs at people.
But also, number two, I'm not sure what the guy's name is. Who is he? The leader of the page? The one?
I don't know.
The one who has the younger
Jason
kid.
Jason Foreman.
Okay, Jason Foreman. Jason came up to me many times, and I think Matt was present at some of these.
Did
things.
He want you to be part of the core team?
What he wanted to me to be in the picture. He wanted me to meet the child. He always mm-hmm. introduced me as he was. I'm trying to think of the words he used. That he was
Mr. Spears.
Well, yeah, it was something to the degree of the journalism that you do is great, and I think
he had me hugging his kid, and now they're talking about releasing sheriff files on me.
Yeah, so you know, so there's that, and then we all know the third person of this trifecta involved there. And mm-hmm. I have never had a negative reaction to that person. I've never said anything negative about that person. Last time I saw him was at the No Kings rally, and you were standing there. I had a fine conversation with him.
And look who still speaks to each other, and look who doesn't.
Right, so I guess the point is that I think this is all like big-time wrestling to them. I don't think they mm-hmm. really hate me. I think they think that I get them views, or I get them a pop every so often.
Oh, I believe they're jealous of you.
Well,
and
I mean,
I believe that parlays into a dislike.
So, to me, that when I saw the clown face that somebody sent me, I thought, oh, okay, well, that's par for the course. Here we go. But to top all this off, yesterday, I think karma's karma. Yesterday,
I want to know why Matt doesn't ever get any memes made of him.
Well, it's a good question. Why does nobody? Linda?
We can attack Mary Ellen Withrow. We can attack Scott, but never little Maddie. Why? Why is he the?
I'm an informant. Inside information.
Do you work for the team?
He's part of the core team.
Did you take that picture of me with the clown nose on and send it over there?
Yeah, that's right.
But the point is,
the private selfies, Matt. That ain't right, man. Taken in confidence.
But and also and Matt can vouch for this, I believe. And I can't speak of it, but you'll know very soon why it's a thing. The same day that happens, and this is why I believe in karma. That afternoon, I got called, reached out to me, a very important person in the media, and wanted me to help them with something. Again,
all right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's fine. They can do whatever. I mean, it's what they do.
I'm excited for you, Spears. It seems like you're doing more and more of these things, and I don't mean like you didn't in the past, but like this week, look how many people you had. How many, like I said, celebrity heavy. You know, both sides of the fence. You're getting the interviews. You're getting the entertainment, and good for you.
Right.
They're getting the same city council people week after week ranting about the same stupid stuff.
Right.
So.
And you know. They know the things that I know. I mean, I say it's the same thing like with Weslin. Weslin knows what I know. Now, because I'm an actual journalist, I believe, I'm never going to report that. But she knows the things that I know with the private conversations I've had with her. And, you know, they're off the record, so they'll never be heard. But people play different games, I guess. And I guess people play by different rules, and you just got to be above it at some point. But in that picture, by the way, what I thought was very interesting, isn't there something over about, I got the Schertzer something award? There's something in that I remember thinking was funny.
I don't know, because their AI rants go on so long that sometimes they just lose me about halfway. I'm blocked from their page. People send me their stuff.
It was like the Schertzer Misinformation Award is sitting on the desk of me dressed like a clown.
Now, have you noticed that everybody that took Robert Landon to task gets a meme made out of him, made of them. Chavez had a meme made of him. Scherzer's had a meme. You've had a meme. And by default, you drug poor Mary Ellen into it.
Listen, Mary Ellen's got her own opinions, and she's a little more harsh on these people than I am. So the
if you weren't such a celebrity, though, you wouldn't have the show and the audience for Mary Ellen with her to be able to spread her nonsense.
But I don't think Mary Ellen needs me. But the point is that here's the thing. The bottom line about this is just I don't dislike Robert Landon, and you know what?
I
don't.
The way he talks about you, bless you for being such a kind person. Seriously,
but
you're an example for us all.
I don't, and also want to say, if there were problems in the city prior to Robert Landon, and there is evidence of that, okay. It's just not what I'm reporting on in 2026. He's not an office holder.
Okay, if that's really the case, then you're right. Show us the proof, and we can all stop saying it's your fault. Because all of the audits up till 2019, the state of Ohio said it's fine. Now, why should we believe somebody other than the state of Ohio on this one?
Right.
The auditor of state has not given us any reason to mistrust them,
Robert,
like the EPA and the flock cameras and all that stuff. Robert Landon has.
Robert could come. If Robert messaged me and wanted to come on this show tomorrow, he could come on and he could present all his evidence and it would be fine. I wouldn't even mention any of these things that have been done
but
in the past.
It's the silent sabotage that you would need to understand that none of us are getting. So, and that's a whole nother topic. We've just got to wait, for the silent sabotage to unfold.
But I don't mind covering this morning because I thought the clown thing was, listen, I've been Bozo's favorite interviewer for years. I think they got it backwards, though. Now, I'm the clown's favorite interviewer. I'm not the clown myself, but... I interviewed...
Stop letting Matt take those pictures.
That's right, I interviewed...
clearly, your private shots are not safe with him.
And I have a picture somewhere. I think I did the last interview with Flippo the Clown, so that's a big deal in Central Ohio. So maybe I can dig that picture up and really live up to the hype.
I'm going to make a meme of Matt. What should I make?
Oh, I'm all for this.
You want to get in on this, too? You want to get in the tabloids?
Come on, Matt, what do you want to be?
Oh.
Let's see if I can AI it.
Man, I'm
going to surprise you. I'll just think about it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great.
I'm waiting. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, I did see that. I never see it on the social media. I must not be in the algorithm, but people will send me stuff like that, and I just go, okay. I mean, a clown. Oh, I'm a clown.
Well, I don't get on Facebook, so, I don't know.
Everybody loves a clown.
Anything that goes on Facebook, I am not a part of.
And Jason, we read Jason's comment, so I'm glad we did stay balanced on that. And if Jason has a chance to call in next hour, we'll be talking as well. Maybe I can't make sense of that whole thing. I don't understand what happened there. So let's go to the phones here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey Scott, people wouldn't switch it. If you're not having an impact. People don't switch it. It's kind of like the King's rally. They say they don't matter, but yet they get online and tell you how they matter by showing up.
Well, yeah, but I mean, to be dressed as a clown, I mean, that's not exactly the worst thing in the world. I mean, I think I'll survive that.
Well, I guess my problem was my short tenure with OMW, I hadn't met 90% of the people in that group, and my issue was with Robert Landon that kind of brought everything to a head, was that he did talk shit about you before going on your show. I encouraged him to go on your show. I used to encourage him behind the scenes to show me where you, because all of your shows are taped, and I would, say to them in the group, show me where he did this, or he said this, or whatever, and everybody would all, they'd like to talk their shit about you, but there was no receipts. So when he went online with you, I was like, well, there you go. I was happy he did it. Got on there, had a good interview, and then got off there and went back behind the scenes and started his crap again. And that was literally one of my major issues with ONW, with Jason, with Robert Landon and all of that crap.
Well,
I'm all about speaking up and speaking how you feel, and if you've got something to say, and I've said things online, but for sure, I will say it to your face for sure.
Well,
I'm big on that.
Well, the thing about it is what is just odd to me. And again, I don't dislike Robert, and if I saw Robert tomorrow, I would have a conversation with him. But the point is that he did that interview, and then he even posted that interview and talked about how fair he thought it was, and wanted his people to listen to it. Then he attacked me before the League of Women Voters, saying that I was biased and they should not have me as the moderator or something to that effect. But then the day after, he talked about how fairly he was treated at the League of Women Voters. So I don't quite understand this back and forth, because if anybody can point to an interview where I have been unfair or biased to anybody, and we'll talk about it. But I don't think you're going to find that, because I really do want to know what the guest has to say, and I don't think my opinion is important in an interview. I think it's the guest. That's why it's like having a guest in your home. You want to hear what they have to say. If you want to hear what I have to say, listen tomorrow.
Well, you're trying to spur the conversation. You're trying to spur the thought, the debate, you know, get the ideas flying, spitballing, you know, brainstorming, whatever it is you want to call it.
Right, that's all. So, yeah, I mean, it's what it is, but we'll all survive.
And that was my major problem. Like I said, that was the straw that broke the camel's back with me and them, was that, you know, I mean, by all means, get on there and say what you need to say, but say everything you need to say. Don't then get back off and be wishy-washy. Don't be. I was asked to critique his spot on your show, how he did, privately in our own little group. And so I did. And then when I did, everybody got butt hurt because, oh, you're being critical of Robert. It's a critique. I was asked to give a critique. But see, people don't really want critiques. They want you to be an attaboy, and there you go, and I'm not a yes man. I'm not a yes man with anybody. As I say often, you know, me and God don't always agree on everything. I fight with God, so I don't agree with anybody on everything.
No.
So.
Well, it's understandable. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But, you know, that whole karma thing about people who don't believe in karma, I do think it's odd that the day of the clown picture that those other two events happen, you know, in the comment section, somebody telling this guy to go on my show, because a lot of people listen, and it was somebody I don't even know, and then the call from the big person in media wanting to, which people will be aware of in the next, I would say, couple weeks.
Well, you know.
I mean, I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
I mean, you just keep on keeping on, I guess. I mean, I don't think it's anything. I mean, it's not.
If they weren't talking about you,
it's not life threatening.
You
I
would
guess.
Be irrelevant. You know,
yeah.
So
you know,
I must get reaction, because you know, why would you post something that got no reaction?
Well, I don't think it would.
All right. So there we go. I'd forgotten about that, but I did see that yesterday morning. I did see the picture. 740-383-9944. But I think we're going to have to start running our pictures through copyright.
And slap some copyright on them.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to do that, get paid a buck or two in the process somewhere along the line. But there we go. 740-383-9944. If there's any thought on your mind this morning that you would like to talk about. So, let's see, what else is going on? I don't know. What do you make of Schauber's rebuttal, I guess?
So, I take that the question had to do with doing what it takes to fix the finances of the city? Or, I guess, the county, because it was the county commissioner's debate?
I guess.
Okay, well.
I didn't see it.
I suppose that would, yeah, I mean, Yeah, I guess. I mean, he made a point to bring up the fact that he voted on the budget previously. So, you know, that would had to cut what 16, I think he said, police officers.
Right, but why would the sheriff do that? I guess is the question.
Well, I mean, I don't think the sheriff took kindly to the eating your young kind of thing. Yeah.
You know what? This is politics. Why can't people just tell us why they're better for the position than the other people?
I just want to know what you're doing, how you're going to do it. Like, you know,
I mean, I get so tired of people attacking each other. I mean, is this to show that they're worse than you? I mean, I guess I don't understand it. Why not just say, this is the way it is? This is why I'm best for the job.
I mean, unless...
Do you have to answer the negatives? I guess you probably do now.
Generally speaking, I don't think... Unless your opponent does something wrong that you have to come out and be like, you know, that's, you know, I don't know, despicable or whatever word you want to use there. Honestly, I generally tend to think that if you just run a nasty campaign and that's about all you got, I mean, I don't think you have much. I don't think you have very strong policy. I mean, if you have to make your entire campaign attacking the other person's campaign, I mean, it's not. I don't think it looks great.
No, and I would hate to think that the sheriff is political like that. That in a race he's not involved in, that he would take a shot like that.
Well, I mean, the sheriff's an elected position. He's a police officer, but to some extent, I mean, he's a politician. I mean, he has to get elected.
Right, but this isn't his race.
I understand.
Yeah. And I don't think that regardless, I mean, even if the statement was true, I don't think he should have necessarily went to Facebook with that. I think that's a little problematic.
Well, I don't think going to Facebook's great. I mean...
Go ahead, caller.
You're getting a lot of me today. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I think the question was more to the tune of, are you the candidate who is willing and able and capable to make the tough decisions, the unpopular decisions? And his response... And the controversy that it's had and what we're talking about right now, I think, proves that he is. It proves that Jason Schauber is the man who isn't afraid of controversy, who isn't afraid of bucking his own party, who is willing to make tough decisions, is willing to speak frankly to the people, and he's willing to put his butt on the line for what is right. So I would say vote Jason Schauber and dump all the rest.
There we go. Thank you. Well, sounds like Jason's got some supporters out there. That's a positive thing for him, I would say.
There are some Jason Schauber signs out by me now.
Well, there you go. The work's being done. Any developments in the 86th district race? Not that I haven't seen any new ones.
No, not really, no. Not that I've been aware of, at least.
So that's just kind of... The last thing I remember was Kellogg endorsing Ben Weber. There just are a lot of Ben Weber signs. I mean, I think that one in front of the mall sticks out quite a bit. And I think the one on the boulevard sticks out quite a bit. I don't know. I think it's the blue. The blue and the white just sticks out. His signs have a color scheme that's very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, very eye-catching signs.
Yeah, and he's obviously got some money.
Less
so
you want,
good I guess. For him. I mean, I think that's what you have to go with at some point. Go ahead.
Okay, I swear I really am going to do my chores after this, but you said 86th District. You haven't heard about Tracy Richardson's endorsement?
No, she endorsed somebody?
Yes. Okay, the closer I get to the primary on May 5th, the more individuals continue to ask me about my Republican recommendation. Just like all of you, I have to choose between three candidates. My choice is, drumroll please, Ben Weber.
Oh.
In a very thoughtful way, I've considered character, education, work experience at the State House, life experience, history of arrests, pro-life support, pro-2A position, business support, and numerous other issues including property taxes, data centers, and support for agriculture. My decision is based upon carefully studying and observing the candidates to the best of my ability as well as spending time with them. I feel an obligation to share my considerations since I truly care about who will carry the torch of service after me. One of the greatest things about being an American is that we have the freedom to choose who to represent us in our constitutional republic. Please remember to exercise your American right to vote.
Well, what's this police record?
It's my understanding that Wesleyan has an arrest for a DUI, I guess. I don't know. I have not looked enough to find out. So, but Tracy
took a shot there in the old endorsement.
She sure did. So,
well,
yeah, I thought you'd heard. There's your drama.
Does that put her over the top? Does that put Ben over the top?
I don't know.
We'll come back and talk about this. Now, this is interesting. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Sounds good. Thank you.
When it's the, you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.